made out of?
The wind's picking up. It's like a two-hand hold sign day. What's that?
You should have preached in front of the dream interpretation and told them that's foolishness and spiritual readings.
What's that?
All these people are looking this way.
All right. Gospel good news, neighbors. You're losing your souls following the world. What are you doing with your life? You're wasting your life in the flesh. Why not live in the Spirit? Why not walk in Spirit and truth? Why not walk in holiness and righteousness?
I have one. Your friend,
test yourself. We love you, neighbor. Go deep. Come out of the
91 at all times.
Come out of the culture, but you got to come out of the world to claim Jesus, the real Jesus.
Not in the world. That's the thing about.
This is the world. This is the world. This is Satan's kingdom.
This is
Satan's kingdom, sir.
I don't give it to nobody. I don't put nobody's claim on it. For what you see for yourself is what you get. Now, what you push out of your vision, your spectacle, is what you get from
it. But see, in love, you're kind of making up your own way, the Bible says.
I do make up my own way.
Well, yeah, but see, on Judgment Day, you're not going to have your own way.
It can't be a Judgment Day. It has to be Decision Day.
There ain't going to be a Judgment Day?
If we can't
judge, Jesus was a liar then.
Judges?
Jesus said there's going to be a Judgment Day.
If we're under his coffin the same as him,
he said we're going to be judged by every word out of the mouth of God, sir.
He's not going to judge us.
You sure he's going to judge?
He's going to get a choice.
He's going to judge.
You're going to get a choice.
I just read in the book of Revelation, it talks about men are being judged by their works, their deeds.
By our deeds?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be judged by my deeds, but if you are opinionated about it.
No, that's what Jesus said, sir. Jesus said you're going to be judged by every word out of your mouth, and you're going to be judged against the word of God, sir. You can't make up your own way. You can't be your own savior. Jesus was fully God.
I just want to be a good person.
Well, but yeah, Jesus said no one's good. You know how you're good? You're good if you repent and are washed clean by the blood of the Lamb, and you get a new heart and a new mind through repentance, and then you walk in his ways, then there's goodness in you. Until then, there's no goodness in you.
I started over once. I will not find another reason to have to start over again.
Oh, you got to start over in Christ, otherwise you have no hope.
That's what I mean. I started over once.
Yeah, but
I will not.
But what's
find
the fruit of it, sir? If you do you go to church, a church system?
No.
Oh, okay. So that's good. Stay out of the churches. They're all corrupt. But get in the Word of God, and what you're going to find in the Word of God is if you're of the world, you're an enemy of God. You got to come out of the world and be transformed. And then all your thoughts and ways should come from Scripture, not your own ideas.
I read, but I don't make it into my own. What I do is when I read, whatever I find in the subject, I push it towards my own life for me to be a better person amongst us all.
The goal, that's
not
the goal.
Me as an individual to be my own temple, to be my own good person.
The goal is not your own good person. The goal is, do you know what's the purpose of your created life? Not for you to be a good person. You know what the purpose? To glorify God who created you.
At all times.
Yeah. And so there's no good in you because we're fallen, but we can serve Christ, and the Holy Spirit and the Word can be inside of us, infused in us, and then we do good from that basis, and then we glorify Him.
What about our day-to-day we still have to do?
Oh, yeah.
I can glorify Him at all times, but I still gotta pack this box.
Oh, you gotta work.
I still gotta pack this grocery bag.
Yeah, you gotta work.
I still gotta
indulge. The Bible tells you to work, but you can do it without sin.
True.
You can do it in righteousness. You don't have to walk through the world. I love you. You don't have to walk through the world. Check out our website, okay?
I got the card.
Yeah, check out the website. Love to hear from you sometime. God be praised. So I got that couple. Yeah, amen. They were really nice at first, and they both got like vodka drinks in their hands, and they're like, "Well, yeah, we're Christians." And I'm like, "Well, how did you come out of the world?" We did come out of the world. And I said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Drinking." He goes, he started slurring. He goes, "It's my first drink. I just took just my first sip. Probably his first drink here. He probably showed up here drunk." And he was already slurring. He goes, "Why, is that wrong to be out here drinking?" It's like, "Sir, how can you be of Christ?" And his wife started chiming in. "You're judging. You can't judge. No one can judge." And I said, "Oh, the Bible tells us to judge, man. There's going to be a judgment day coming."
Will any drunk enter the kingdom of God?
It's starting to die down already, you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, brother. Glad you stood.
Oh, yeah. I feel like if I'm not completely incapacitated by illness, I can be out in the street.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Test yourself, sir. We love you. Go deep. Christ's the only way. Come out of the world. Come out of the church systems. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do you have a brand new mind for Christ? If you do, if you have a new mind for Christ, how are you living, neighbors? If you live like the world, it means you're not new. You're the old person. I'm not any better than you, but I'm different and changed. Why? I had to come out of the world. A new creation comes out of the world and seeks Christ in spirit and truth. The new creation walks in the power of God. What is the power of God? It's the transformed life. And Jesus has the ability to transform your heart and your mind so that you can know that which is the will of God. One day some people came looking for Jesus and they said, Your mother and your brother are here. He said, who is my mother and brother? Those that do the will of the Father. Are you doing the will of the Father today? If you live like the world, you're not. If you follow churchianity, you're not. You can't walk through this life and pretend that you are your own master, living in false churchianity, living like the world, partaking in sin, unless you turn from your sin. Where did they preach the love of Jesus for salvation in the Bible? Did you know the book of Acts?
I am the way and the truth and life. No man comes to the Father.
Did you know in the book of Acts, the most evangelistic book in the Bible, never uses the word love once? Did you know that?
What's the greatest commandment?
What, you know that?
What was the greatest commandment?
Love God. Love your neighbors. A second. How do you love God, sir? You obey Him. American Christians aren't obeying God. You're not obeying God. How do you call me? Why would you call me brother? How do you know we're brothers?
Listen, I just got healed. I had 2 weeks to live.
Okay.
Right? 2 weeks to live. I had cancer. 4 stage 4 prostate, stage 4 bladder. Okay. Cancer in my bones, cancer in my lungs. The cancer's been. I got prayed over, went down, got baptized in the Spirit again, and calcified in all my bones. Lung disappeared. Okay. The bladder, 5-pound tumor, bladder, 10 centimeters.
Okay. So God does miracles. That doesn't mean you're going to have salvation.
Brother, I've been saved.
That doesn't mean, what is the gospel to eternal life? You're saying preach love.
It just says it. No.
That's what you walked by. You said preach love.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you're not going to win anybody.
We're not trying to win anybody. God adds people to the body. We're trying to wake people up, sir. What are you doing here, entertaining yourself? Who are you winning?
You are not going to.
Who are you winning just walking through here?
Brother, quit interrupting.
Why? Why should I interrupt you? You're giving me swill.
You are saved.
You're giving me swill.
Brother, you're saved.
Who are you?
What is your name?
Who are you? Who are you bringing to the kingdom? We're representing Christ and warning people about Satan's kingdom. And you're just walking through this culture and enjoying yourself telling us we're wrong. Nowhere does the book of Acts use the word love.
I was walking through your brain.
Really? Did the Bible tell us to go pray or go preach?
Go pray.
Did it tell us to go pray or preach?
You know what? You guys are lost.
We're lost, really. Oh, now you're speaking in tongues. Where's the interpretation? Do you have a demon? Do you have a demon? I'm not brothers with people that keep demons. You need to repent and come out of all that wickedness. The modern day tongues movement is a deception of evil in American churchianity, sir. You're going to lose your soul. A man standing here speaking tongues and he won't even proclaim the biblical gospel. Satan is having his way in this culture today. Satan is having his way with the doctrines of demons in the Pentecostal church, the New Apostolic Reformation, the Catholic Church, and every other church that you can name.